This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Former presidents, friends, colleagues, and family gathered at Washington's National Cathedral Saturday for a memorial service for the late Arizona Senator John McCain. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
We receive the body of our brother John for burial.
At Washington National Cathedral, music and prayers for McCain at a memorial service full of Washington dignitaries, including three former presidents. The current one was not invited, but Meghan McCain posed her father's legacy as a direct challenge to President Trump.
The America of John McCain has no need to be made great again because America was always great.
Both George W. Bush and Barack Obama also appeared to rebuke Trump's brand of politics while paying tribute to McCain's love of American values. Bush remembered a bitter political rival and later friend for a mix of courage and decency.
Unwavering, undimmed, unequal.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump said on Saturday there was no need to keep Canada in the North American Free Trade Agreement. On Twitter, the president warned Congress not to meddle with the trade negotiations or he would terminate the trilateral trade pact altogether. If we don't make a fair deal for the U.S. after decades of abuse, Canada will be out, Trump said. However, international trade expert Phil Levy says that Trump would need Congress to approve any move to rewrite the treaty.
We don't generally have it that a president can dismiss a law by decree. So usually you have to have Congress repeal a law.
Canadian Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland said Friday she wants a win-win-win deal for all parties. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer said Friday Canadian talks will resume on Wednesday. This is VOA News. A senior